Clancy of the Mounted Police by Robert Service. In the little crimson manual it's written plain and clear that who would wear the scarlet coat shall say goodbye to fear, shall be a guardian of the right, a sleuth-hound of the trail. In the little crimson manual there's no such word as fail. Shall carry on though heavens fall or hell's top turrets freeze, half round the world if need there be on bleeding hands and knees. It's duty, duty, first and last, the crimson manual saith. The scarlet rider makes reply, it's duty to the death. And so they sweep the solitudes, free men from all the earth, and so they sentinel the woods, the wilds that know their worth. And so they scour the startled plains, and mock at hurt and pain, and read their crimson manual, and find their duty plain. Knights of the lists of unrenown, born of the frontier's need, disdainful of the spoken word, exultant in the deed. Unconscious heroes of the waste, proud players of the game, props of the power behind the throne, upholders of the name. For thus the great white chief hath said, in all my lands be peace. And to maintain his word he gave his West, the Scarlet Police. Livid-lipped was the valley, still as the grave of God. Misty shadows of mountain thinned into mists of cloud. Corpse-like and stark was the land, with a quiet that crushed and awed. And the stars of the weird subarctic glimmered over its shroud. Deep in the trench of the valley, two men stationed the post. Seymour and Clancy the Reckless, fresh from the long patrol. Seymour the sergeant and Clancy, Clancy who made his boast, he could cinch like a bronco the northland and cling to the prongs of the pole. Two lone men on detachment, standing for law on the trail, undismayed in the vastness, wise with the wisdom of old. Out of the night hailed a half-breed, telling a pitiful tale. White man, starving and crazy, on the banks of the Norden's gold. Up sprang the red-haired Clancy, lean and eager of eye, loaded the long toboggan, strapped each dog at its post, whirled his lash at the leader, then with a whoop and a cry, into the great white silence faded away like a ghost. The clouds were a misty shadow, the hills were a shadowy mist. Sunless, voiceless and pulseless, the day was a dream of woe. Up through the ice rifts the river smoked and bubbled and hissed. Behind was a trail fresh broken, in front the untrodden snow. Ahead of the dogs ploughed Clancy, haloed by steaming breath, through perill of open water, through ache of insensate cold, up rivers wantonly winding in a land affianced to death, till he came to a cowering cabin on the banks of the Norden's cold. Then Clancy, he loosed his revolver, and he strode through the open door, and there was the man he sought for crouching beside the fire. The hair of his beard was singeing, the frost on his back was hoar, and ever he crooned and chanted as if he would never tire. I panned and I panned in the shiny sand, and I sniped on the river bar. But I know that it's down below that the golden treasures are. So I'll wait and wait till the floods abate, and I'll sink my shaft once more. And I'd like to bet that I'll go home yet with a brass band playing before. He was nigh as thin as a sliver, and he whined like a moose-hide cur. So Clancy clothed him and nursed him as a mother nurses a child, lifted him on the toboggan, wrapped him in robes of fur. Then, with the dog's sore straining, started to face the wild. Said the wild, I will crush this Clancy, so fearless and insolent. For him will I loose my fury, and blind, and buffet, and beat. Pile up my snows to stay him, then, when his strength is spent, leap on him from my ambush, and crush him under my feet. Him will I ring with my silence, compass him with my cold, closer and closer clutch him unto mine icy breast, buffet him with my blizzards, deep in my snows enfold, claiming his life as my tribute, giving my wolves the rest. Clancy crawled through the vastness, o'er him the hate of the wild. Full on his face fell the blizzard, cheering his huskies he ran. Fighting, fierce-hearted and tireless, snows that drifted and piled, with ever and ever behind him singing the crazy man.
Sing hey, sing ho, for the ice and snow, and a heart that's ever merry. Let us trim and square with a lover's care, for why should a man be sorry? A grave deep, deep, with the moon a-peep, a grave in the frozen mold. Sing hey, sing ho, for the winds that blow, and a grave deep down in the ice and snow. A grave in the land of gold.
Day after day of darkness, the whirl of the seething snows. Day after day of blindness, the swoop of the stinging blast. On through a blur of fury, the swing of staggering blows. On through a world of turmoil, empty, inane, and vast. Night with its writhing storm whirl, night despairingly black. Night with its hours of terror, numb and endlessly long. Night with its weary waiting, fighting the shadows back. And ever the crouching madman singing his crazy song. Cold with its creeping terror, cold with its sudden clinch. Cold so utter you wonder if 'twill ever again be warm. Clancy grinned as he shuddered. Surely it isn't a cinch, being wet nurse to a loony in the teeth of an arctic storm. The blizzard passed and the dawn broke, knife-edged and a crystal clear. The sky was a blue-domed iceberg, sunshine outlawed away. Ever by snowslide and ice rip haunted and a-hovered the fear, ever the wild malignant poised and a-panted to slay. The lead dog freezes in harness, cut him out of the team. The lung of the wheel dog's bleeding, shoot him and let him lie. On and on with the others, lash them until they scream. Pull for your lives, you devils, on, to halt is to die. There in the frozen vastness Clancy fought with his foes, the ache of the stiffened fingers, the cut of the snowshoe thong. Cheeks black raw through the hood flap, eyes that tingled and closed, with ever to urge and cheer him quavered the madman's song. Colder it grew and colder, till the last heat left the earth, and there in the great stark stillness the bale fires glinted and gleamed, and the wild all around exulted and shook with a devilish mirth, and life was far and forgotten, the ghost of a joy once dreamed. Death, and one who defied it, a man of the mounted police, fought it there to a standstill long after hope was gone, grinned through his bitter anguish, fought without let or cease, suffering, straining, striving, struggling, stumbling on, till the dogs lay down in their traces and rose and staggered and fell, till the eyes of him dimmed with shadows and the trail was so hard to see, till the wild howled out triumphant and the world was a frozen hell. Then said Constable Clancy, "I guess that it's up to me." Far down the trail they saw him, and his hands they were blanched like bone. His face was a blackened horror, from his eyelids the salt rheum ran. His feet he was lifting strangely, as if they were made of stone, but safe in his arms and a-sleeping he carried the crazy man. So Clancy got into barracks, and the boys made rather a scene, and the O.C. called him a hero, and was nice as a man can be. But Clancy gazed down his trousers at the place where his toes had been, and then he howled like a husky and a saying in a shaky key. "When I go back to the old love that's true to the fingertips, I'll say, 'Here's bushels of gold, love,' and I'll kiss my girl on the lips. It's yours to have and to hold, love. It's the proud, proud boy I'll be. When I go back to the old love that's waited so long for me."